Well, hello there, and welcome to another edition of Chamber Chat. And tonight, we come to you live. Well, it's not going live when you hear it, but we're recording it live. We're coming from the Hueytown Chamber of Commerce Awards Program, the 2024 edition, live from the beautiful venue that is 3131. I'm joined right now. We got a lot of people here, so we'll try to get everybody in. We're hopefully going to get some guests as well to talk to. Some of our winners. And I'll tell you some of the awards that were given out. It's a little bit lonely here in the venue, but we're still a good 45 minutes away from the actual event. So there you go. Lisa Kriegel, I see some of the chamber walking in. We'll try to get her on as well. But let me say this. Great to have somebody. We haven't had her much on season two. Apparently, she's a tennis star.
No, I can't play.
What happened?
Heart goes boom, boom.
Okay. Heart goes boom, boom. But were you playing pretty well before that happened?
I guess, sure.
You like tennis?
Yes.
Okay, that's all that matters.
Yes.
That voice, that lovely voice of yours, Jasmine Warning, she hadn't been here in a while, but we're glad to have her back. We also have the one and only who's... Did you tie that tie?
I did this morning.
Okay. If you had to untie it now and tie it again, how long would it take?
Definitely could not. My father was giving me step-by-step instructions.
Okay, so that's the first time you've ever tied a tie in your life, huh?
It was.
Okay, great. So, Coach Coyne, I want to thank Coach Coyne for showing up. Student Citizen of the Year. We're going to have... And I hope... Does this person know they've already won? That's important, right?
Yeah.
want to thank Coach Coyne, who is helping us out as always at these live events. We'll get her on in just a moment. Jordan, you get to pick the go-home song. So for people that don't listen to that much, and again, the laughter starts, he made one of the worst choices in the history of song choices.
Is this about Copacabana?
No, it's not. It's about Copacabana. It's absolutely horrific choice. But
have you heard it?
Have you listened?
Have you heard Copacabana?
I was made to by my father, who loved the song as a child, and I still cry about it. It's still one of those things that bother me and haunt me to this day. Anything Barry Manilow. I mean, of all the people in the world, Barry Manilow.
I can't name, like, another song that he's made.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's terrible. It's Copacabana, and it's Barry Manilow.
It's catchy.
It is catchy and terrible. You're right. It's terribly catchy.
It's not
a whole storyline going on in the song.
Right.
Also, if you hear some noise, I made the mistakes of giving everybody a ring pop before we started. That's my mistake, and I will pay for it as we go through this broadcast. But, Jordan, here's what happened. So he made an intro and did a fairly decent job. So with that being said, tonight he gets to redeem himself. Now, no pressure.
He's going to choose the gummy bear song.
If he messes up this time, we're going to ban him probably for the next 46 years or so. So stay tuned, America. That could possibly happen. This is the first time that you ever listened to us. We want to say welcome. Thank you so much. If you've been listening to us since the beginning, we love you. Continue to listen. And if you've been going for a while and you just picked us back up, hey, welcome back. This is awesome. We'll talk to Malia Paul. Did I say that? Malia. That's what I said. Malia. Is that right? Malia Paul.
Oh, wow.
She is the citizen of the... No, let me get this right. Student Citizen of the Year. That's impressive. I don't know if we've ever given... Yeah, there you go. Clap for it. I don't know. That's the... You hear the crew clapping. I don't know if we've ever given this award out before. Is this the first time, Coach Coyne? Okay, Coach Coyne knows. He is a awards banquet connoisseur. And there will also be an award given out tonight, and hopefully Coach Coyne's going to come up. Now, the over-under, how quick will it take Coach Coyne to cry during this presentation? They're saying roughly under 30 seconds. So we'll figure out. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about the winners. But let's go ahead. Jordan, slide out real quick. And Jasmine, you want to slide out and let Cameron step in real quick?
Okay. Bye,
once
guys.
Again, great to have Jasmine back. Jasmine, you going to be back more with us, joining us in one more episode soon?
Sure.
Okay, that's good news. Our ratings get higher when you're on. That's just a proven fact. Okay, Cameron Bartlett.
Hi.
So we haven't done an event yet this year together. So we haven't worked an event, like an event like this. We haven't done any events this year, right?
We're doing Christmas.
Well, that would be last year.
That's this year.
That would be 2000. That would be 2023. Such a joy on the show. Yeah, so we haven't done one this year. So here's the deal I made with her. I will not mess with Cameron. I will not make fun of Cameron. I will not do anything to Cameron at a live event. Or what do I owe you?
Cam's lemonade.
Cam's lemonade. Delicious Cam's lemonade. So I'm going to, but you want me to do it, right?
Because
you want what?
Lemonade.
Cam's lemonade. Okay. What flavor would you want if I make fun of you?
Any flavor.
Any flavor. You're good. Open-minded. Okay, great. Well, let's stay tuned. Let's see if that happens. You know how I get with a mic and a live crowd.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to happen. But congratulations to our student. I don't have to keep looking down at that for. I don't know. I should know this. How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Okay, let's pull that mic a little closer to you right there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being. You know, we haven't seen you. What you been up to?
Working.
Working.
School.
Okay, so where are you working at?
Premier Cinema. The movies.
Wow. That's, you know, when I was, I would have loved to have that job. You get free snacks?
Of course, of course. I'm the concessionist. So, but, I make it.
So do you get it or do you like sneak some, put some popcorn?
No, I get it. I get it.
Okay, you don't put popcorn in your pocket and eat it later?
No, maybe sometimes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, not often.
That's not really hygienic, but I like it, though. I would do the same thing. What's the go-to favorite snack there?
The hot dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
So they look like they've been on there for a while. Is it fresh? They don't keep them for 3 days.
And then No. We have to throw them away if they're sitting there.
Okay, good.
But a lot of people like the nachos. I don't like the cheese, though.
You don't like melted cheese in a can?
No.
It's delicious.
It's in a bag, actually.
It's in a bag?
Yeah, that's
what. Wow. You're making me not want nachos at the movie theater now. Okay, great. Well, that's awesome because, you know, to me, that would be a job that I think is a great job to have. You get to go to free movies?
Of course.
What's the last movie that you saw?
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka. Mm-hmm. What'd you think?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Have you seen the original?
I have.
It's really creepy, but it's fun. It's good. It's you know, when they ride the boat and the big kid falls in the chocolate.
Do you like the original or the one with Johnny Depp?
I like the original. And I say it's creepy, but I do like it. It takes me back to my childhood. And Gene Wilder was awesome. Right. But they're all kind of different and good.
Exactly.
You know, have you started watching a lot more movies since you worked there?
No, I just work. It kind of gets boring when you're already there a lot.
Let's say you're working, right? And I happen to walk into the theater. And you see me, and you go, "Hey, I have to ask you a question, Jamie." And then I walk over there, and we go walk in the hallway where the movies are at.
Mm-hmm.
Would I have to go back out and pay for a movie?
No, you know me.
There you go.
Like, Jamie!
You heard it there first, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody's good. Because I'm really upset right now. I'm going to be honest with you. I watched the Oscars last week, and I'm just so – I think Barbie got robbed. Oppenheimer should not have won the Oscar. I mean, it's depressing. It's about
– And it's back in theaters, which is a shocker to me.
But Ryan Gosling, come on. He was fantastic.
Yes.
And Barbie. It should have won. For Gavin, sure. What do you think? You're not mic'd right now, but thumbs up on Barbie? Big Barbie fan? Thumbs in the middle. Thumbs in the middle. So, Citizen of the Year. When did you find out that you won?
Student
Citizen of the Year. Thank you, Jaslyn. That's why I'm glad she keeps me in check.
I actually found out during email. Miss Debbie emailed me, and then Coach Quinn was like, "Check your emails," and I was like, "I was like, what's going on? I already saw it. Thank you."
So you were surprised?
Of course, of course. I'm thankful, and it was just shocking because I'm like, "Who nominated me?" Like, because of course I nominate some people myself.
Okay, so you gotta make it. It's not a long speech, but you gotta make a 10-minute speech tonight. Have you written it down? Are you ready?
Of course, I have written it down.
You got it written down on your phone? Are you gonna do it ad lib?
No, I have it on paper. So if you hear the paper crunching, just know that's me.
No, listen. Congratulations. This is a fantastic honor. And if it's the first one ever, you would go down as the first ever Student Citizen of the Year.
Wow.
That really is amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's something you can put on your resume, obviously.
Of course.
Now, we might have talked about this, but I don't think we've talked about it on air. College, already got the choice?
Mm-hmm. Montevallo.
Montevallo. Okay, great. Great place. Great little town.
Right.
What made you want to go there? It's a liberal arts school, but a fantastic school.
Exactly. It's a liberal arts school. So, one thing I toured for one of their days, I toured preview day.
Yeah.
And I saw, like, their mass communications. It was, like, really nice. And, like, it looks just like our studio at Hueytown. So, I was like, this is going to be familiar for me. And so, that's why I chose it, really. And also the people, because I'm kind of a nerd. And so, it's just like, and so it's like, other people around me are nerds. So, it's like, we all fit in together.
Yeah. You gotta love nerds.
Right.
And good candy, by the way.
Okay.
So, with your mass communications degree, what do you hope to do with that degree?
I hope to probably make a program to help women out. I don't know for sure yet, but I'm also minoring in business, so I want to go in that route as well. It might change. Who knows, because I'm just getting there.
Yeah, sure.
But, of course, I think I just want to communicate with people first. Basically, what you're doing with small businesses, communicate and see how that goes.
So, behind the mic... I mean, in front of the camera, is that still a possibility?
Possibility.
Yeah.
I do get a little bit of nervous because I haven't been on camera as much.
Sure.
But it does feel nice being behind.
You'll get used to this, too. This is what, you know, the more you do it, the more you get used to it.
Of course.
I mean, I'm used to it, if you can't tell.
We can tell.
Thank you, Cameron.
You're welcome.
Well, listen, you should be very proud. If there's anybody that's helped you along the way, go ahead and say thank you to him.
Well, thank you for one, Coach Coyne. I see him as a mentor, especially him and his wife, because they have helped me out tremendously. Like, I don't think I would be sitting here right now without being in his program. And I don't think all of us, really, all the tea production without him, because I wouldn't talk him to you, honestly.
Yeah.
So I'm just thankful for him. So, you rock, fam. Oh, my God.
All right, so... Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And congratulations. I'm looking forward to hearing your acceptance speech tonight.
Of course.
It only has to be 15 minutes. So.
Okay, no pressure.
No pressure.
You said 10.
Well, it goes up every couple minutes. Absolutely. There you go. All right. Yeah, go ahead and hop a seat. All right. So, once again, we'll get guests as we go. We'll get people that want to be a part of this. Of course, Coach Coyne help us out. That, you know, Cameron, that really is awesome, though, that she's thinking Coach Coyne, because I will tell everybody that's listening, and you might hear this again this evening, possibly, that this all started for us. Chamber Chat started back in February talking about it. But when we made the conversation, Coach Coyne and myself had the conversation right outside this door as he was getting ready to walk in and accept his Teacher of the Year award last year. So we're right back. So we're about a year of making it happen. Catherine Fasiglio, is that what we got? Okay, cool. We're going to get Catherine Fasiglio in a second, I think. Lisa Kriegel was supposed to join me as co-host tonight, but she has vanished. I don't know where she's at.
She's across the room.
It's no big deal, though. She can stay out with it. It's okay. How's it going?
Doing good, Jamie. How about you?
Doing well. Welcome back. You know, you've been a part here second season. You've been taking some episodes up.
Yeah, I know. I mean, after my first episode, I actually listened to it.
What'd you think?
I sound different than what I thought I would.
Yeah.
And then I also listened to the award ceremony episode with Megan.
Sure.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Okay,
so funny thing.
The grape salad episode.
Because that was the episode that aired this week, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So if you don't think this podcast does something to you. So I'm driving. I got a meeting in Jasper yesterday, and I'm finally getting a chance to listen to the episode. We're talking casseroles for our Mount Rushmore casseroles. And I get so hungry. I'm starving. I have to stop and get a biscuit because I can't, because we're talking about casseroles that we like.
That was me during that one interview. I forgot his name, but it was the briskets?
Briskets.
Oh, yeah. LaFoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, now that's the episode that's going to air soon. That's a food truck. Is that Austin Whereabouts? Yeah, yes. That was great. Listen, all our guests are awesome. We greatly appreciate it. And when they join, hopefully we'll get some people we're talking to tonight as well. But, guys, we don't get to say this a lot, but you are. Okay, so let's talk about the people that have been here for the whole year. So you, and you can kind of speak for everybody too. What's it been like? I mean, a year later, we're almost into a year later, and this thing's going strong.
I'm talking more.
You are talking more. You know, at some point in time, I gotta give out an award tonight talking about y'all. And when I do, I might talk about when I first went and spoke to y'all's class.
Oh, and then you just have me and Jalen talk about cereals.
Well, I just might be talking about the note that I thought, okay, I don't know if these kids want to answer. You know, when you go speak, I spoke this week to a group of kids, you usually get one of two things. A lot of questions
or none
zero
at all.
Questions. Well, thankfully, Cameron and Jaslyn pretty much didn't stop asking questions, so it was absolutely amazing. But we're going to get Catherine and Lisa on in a second. We're also going to tell you what awards we've got, and we'll have y'all hanging around, too. It's going to be a fantastic event. The food is getting brought out. I think is it the Mad Hatter tonight? I think it's sponsoring. I'm going to get that for sure. I want to make sure I'm right about that. But that is tremendous. They do a great job. If you've never had their food, get them to cater. I saw some sandwiches.
So good.
That Jaslyn made?
Jaslyn made the sandwiches.
Okay, great. I'm looking forward to
that. Jax took the credit. I made them all by myself.
They're making me really hungry.
I know. I mean,
I looked over there when I walked in. I was like, I'm going to have a good time. That's why I didn't eat dinner.
So, Gavin, myself, you and I are pretty much stuck here the whole time. So, will we have time to get something before the event starts? Or will it be gone before I actually have to speak tonight?
Just have Catherine. Just have Cameron. Have Cameron take your spot.
Yeah, sure. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll host.
You want to host, Cameron?
You got it.
You know what? You should co-host with me. What do you think about that? And
sure.
I'll just throw the mic at you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
no, seriously, do you want to do it?
Just call my name and I'll be here.
You know, I don't think you're being honest with me right now.
It's kind of
okay, but you're kind of thinking about it though,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't have thought about it a year ago, would you?
No.
See, this has helped you so many people. All right. We're going to get Lisa Kriegel and Catherine Fasiglio on and talk a little bit about what's going on. And get those two. We're going to go down to the awards tonight. I want to say this. Some of the awards that are going to be given out. Food Truck of the Year. Okay. Awesome. All right. Yeah. And Hueytown High School. We'll talk about them. We talk about them all the time. Bus Driver of the Year. These are some of the awards given out. So I'm reading this as we go. Come on, Lisa. Have a stop. Have a seat. I pressured her into coming over here. And then we're going to get Catherine. When Catherine comes up, just slide over. All right. So how are you? How's
good,
it going?
Jamie. How are you?
Well.
I like that.
Do you really? Do you really? Do you really like it?
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Here's the thing. It's hit or miss. People are either going to like it or not. So I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with you. But I like that you like it. I do.
Yeah. It's great.
Did I hear a rumor?
Oh, gosh.
That you're not only giving out one award this evening, Are you doubling down and giving out two awards this evening?
I am. I'm a professional speaker now.
You are a professional speaker. You've been on TV.
Yeah.
You've been a co-host of a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You're ready to do your own thing now. You're ready to do the Lisa and Catherine morning show.
No.
Oh, she didn't tell you?
Oh, please tell me.
So, debuting.
In a couple of weeks, you heard it here first.
We would be number one.
Number one. Like Rick and Bubba, we're taking their spot.
Okay. We are.
Somebody has to take their spot.
Yeah. Why not us?
I mean, come on. You know, I'm often, you know.
It would be amazing.
Yeah. Now, are you morning? Are you, Lisa, you don't strike me as a morning person.
Actually, I am.
So you're okay to get, because
I am piled up by 9 o'clock every night.
Because I've done some morning shows and had to fill in people before. It's getting up around 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Getting to the studio, making sure everything's ready, doing a production meeting.
Well, we didn't say 3.
Well, if you come on the air at 6, you got to get there, you got to get up, you got to get ready. Go over your...
So, I'm a morning person, too, but...
Yeah, I'm very much a morning person.
This might surprise both of you. I'm a morning person as well.
Jamie, I already know that.
I'm an evening person.
Anybody gets up and works out at 4 a.m.
I'm a lunch person.
Burn the midnight, or...
I don't mean... I could go to sleep at 3 o'clock. I mean, like, 1 o'clock in the morning, wake up at 4, I'm good to go.
No, I'm 8 hours.
I got a bit early, but you know, I don't need it.
This girl's got to have her sleep.
Well, let's talk about awards. What award are you giving out tonight, Gavin?
I'm giving out the food truck award.
Okay, speaking of, we're going to have the food truck, Austin Whereabouts, Johnny LaFoy, up next after you two.
Okay.
So you got your script?
Got my script.
Did you write that or somebody write it for you?
No. Somebody wrote it for me. I could probably write it if I needed to, but... Yeah, and I have not tried this yet. I've got to try it. I hear that it's amazing.
Let me tell you.
Since it won.
Let me be very honest. Of people that I've done a live read before many times in radio, read it beforehand. Because you never know. Because if you're reading it, like, just in your room, or it's okay to mess up. But when you got a mic in your hand, or it's in front of everybody, or you're on the air and thousands of people listening, which happened to me a couple of times. And then we don't even want to talk about my, the fashion show debacle last
year. I told Lisa last time we did ABC 3340, there's no take backs. It's out there.
None.
Well, okay, so last time me and Lisa were on TV together, we were talking, and we had it, what were we going to talk about? You know, she's going to answer this. I was going to answer this.
Oh, gosh.
And Lisa, the first thing just went up, well.
I didn't want no dead air time.
And then 3 minutes into it, I finally go, yeah, that's exactly what we're doing.
What she said.
Well, I get so nervous. It's like.
I do, too. I know what you're talking about. We all get
you
nervous.
You do not, Jamie. But it's like, it's either that or I, like, blank stare at the camera.
Yes.
And, you know, we don't want, that's my fears. I just, like, blank stare at the camera. Like, I've completely lost what it was that I was going to speak about. So.
I was cool with it doing it, though. I got to hang out with Catherine a little more and not have to really talk.
But I will tell you,
the presence.
Lisa, she says she gets nervous and stuff, but she spoke at our women's luncheon.
That's what I heard, yeah.
And this woman... She can speak.
Well, I've
She's
told,
got it.
So right now, I've heard that when I can't make an event, Lisa is backup NC.
I don't have any other choice, Jamie. I mean, throw me to the wolves.
But I heard she did a good job with that.
She did.
Did you have anything written down, or was it just?
No.
Okay.
I had a little bit.
Off the cuff? How long did you speak for?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Pretty much the whole time we were eating.
That is great. Great. You know, okay, so I spoke a lot of places. I don't usually like to speak when people are eating.
No, I rather, because that takes their focus off me.
See, I'm the complete opposite.
No.
Eyes up front, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
I want you looking at me.
No.
I spoke
the less looking at me, the better.
I spoke at Elks Lodge one time, and it was a steak dinner, and nobody was under the age of 69. And
oh, that's my crowd right
Those senior citizens could have cared less. I was up there. I was sweating. I was bringing everything I had. I was trying to get some kind of laugh, some kind of something. They're like, you know, just could have cared less.
No, that's my crowd right there.
Well, so Lisa, what awards are you giving out?
I am giving a Bus Driver of the Year award and also Educator of the Year.
Two pretty important awards.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're
back to back.
Education. Okay. One thing I don't have to get up. I had some stuff I was going to say about you a couple of different times this evening, so I have to put it all in once when I introduce you. Okay. I've got some jokes. I'm ready to go. I'll be fair, though. You know me. I'm going to be fair. Always.
You better be.
When am I not fair?
Jamie, we're sorry we forgot your birthday.
You know, I don't tell. You know, it's so funny.
The only reason I even knew is because it was in my, like,
Facebook
today.
Yeah, Facebook, yeah,
and I was it's Jamie's birthday. And I got to look and I was like, no, it was like 2 days ago.
We're not friends on Facebook.
Well, you know what? It's so funny. We will be. I don't get on Facebook.
Well, I had to friend him.
Yeah, I don't get
Facebook. Sounds like that's what I'm going to have to do.
Facebook a lot, but so Debbie put it in the text day. Well, I guess I'm not a friend on Facebook. So yeah. Immediately send her a friend request. So I'll do the same for you. I just don't get on Facebook a lot.
Okay. He has like 120 friends. That tells you how much he gets on Facebook.
Exactly. There gotcha. You go. There you go. There you go. Is that not a lot? Is that should I have more? I don't know. I don't know Facebook. I don't like.
I mean,
I don't like social. Like, you know, I'm on Twitter.
Like 940.
Okay, on Twitter,
which is not a lot, but
I'll get on X a lot. I like X. That's my social media go to, but not really Facebook.
I don't.
Hey, Gavin, Twitter. How are you?
This guy's stoic. He's always here. He had this thing set up. He's a champion. Right, well, anyway, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it. Unless you want to stay.
You got other people
to go read.
You know, it was funny. I saw you sit at the table over there, and you were kind of just like looking down. I was like, she did say she would join me.
Did you take a picture of my double chin? Debbie likes to do that.
I did not. I was hoping. Okay, so I'm asking Debbie. I don't have my
love you, Debbie.
I don't have my hat on tonight, so I prefer everybody not to take pictures of me and take pictures of everybody else.
Well, you shouldn't have said that out loud.
I know. Just don't put it on social media. Just put it on social media. Just leave it alone.
It will.
I know. But this jacket, this jacket's going to make them think less. They're going to be
looks good.
Know, thank you.
It does.
Thank you.
Very MCN-ish. All right.
Jamie. We'll see you two in a little while to get ready to go. So we're going to get Coach Coyne to get our next guest momentarily. I really don't want to take pictures. I've made that very clear with me with no hat on. But I think that's going to happen tonight, Gavin. And I don't appreciate it. Okay, so Johnny LaFoy is going to come up right now from Austin Whereabouts. It's the food truck. Hello, Leah.
Hello.
How are you? Leah Andrews stopping by. Leah, you can sit down for a second if you would like, if you got a second.
Sure.
And join this next person. What award are you giving out tonight?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, that's how Leah's prepared. She's going to walk up cold.
I'll read what they hand me.
Johnny, have a seat real quick.
Johnny, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I would have had a ring pop for you, but the kids took them off.
Oh, well,
so
you know.
There you go. Johnny, good to see you again. I feel like we just talked, right?
You did.
Johnny was on the episode that we recorded earlier this week, so look for that coming up in the next few weeks as he will be part of Chamber Chat. But Johnny, welcome and congratulations. I would have said more about this last week, and I guess I should check my email, but Austin Whereabouts Food Truck of the Year winner.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is this the first Food Truck of the Year award we've ever given out?
I think it may be.
I think it is. That's impressive, right?
And Johnny's barbecue always looks so delicious on Facebook.
He was telling us about it. What's the plate? I was trying to tell a friend of mine.
The Texas Trinity.
Okay, there you go. Okay, so my friend, I won't say his name because he doesn't want his name lie, but Texas Trinity, if you listen, that's what you got to have. What's on that plate again? Tell us on the plate.
You can get any two sides with it that we offer. Street corn, potato salad, baked beans, your typical stuff. But the meats... It comes with about a quarter pound of brisket, two spare ribs, and one sausage link. And we offer an all-beef sausage or a cheddar jalapeno pork sausage.
I mean, wow. What in the world?
It's a heck of a meal.
That's like three or four meals, I think. But depending on who you are.
You get a two or three out of them, for sure.
Definitely.
I'm starving, and so we're talking about this food. There's food at the table over there. Normally, I don't get to eat at these events because the moment I do this, I go start talking again. So maybe there'll be a sandwich for me and Gavin. We're hoping.
I'll save you one.
Thank you, dear. So if you listened previously, this episode later, we talked about how you got your start and everything. But go ahead, and if you will, just tell us where you're going to be in the next few weeks.
Let's see. Actually, tomorrow night, Saturday night, I guess tomorrow doesn't help.
No.
I don't really have anything.
This is going to air Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't have much really outside of any.
Yeah.
The only two things I've booked right now will be over by the time anyone hears it. But, so I'll be at Hop City. I actually am at Hop City downtown a lot. They have me on their rotation.
Yeah.
And then I'll be at Pleasant Ridge in their parking lot here in Hueytown on Monday. And that one's going to be one I'm going to try and do once a week. So.
How did you end up getting in that? Getting that spot at Hop City? Did you know somebody, or did he reach out?
The guy that reached out, his name is Ralph, and he is their food truck coordinator. He just saw my truck on the side of the road one time, and so he found me on Facebook and asked if I wanted to be on the list. Well, it turns out I do know him. We actually marched in the band at UAB together.
I was going to ask if that was Ralph Merritt. Yes, I marched. I was on Color Guard, and he was in the band still. But
a lot of band here. A lot of band love.
Yeah,
right.
a lot of UAB
go Blazers.
Go Blazers. Once a Blazer, always a Blazer.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
He ended up knowing him, so he went in and put me on the rotation. Yeah.
Well, it's good. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And when it comes to spots like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. But anyway, congratulations on this award.
Thank you.
And I mean, it's a fantastic honor and being the first one ever. But, I've heard a lot of people, when I told some people that we, friends of mine that listen, when we recorded the podcast, that you were the food truck. And they rave about it.
Oh, yeah.
They're barbecue fans. They rave about it.
Have you done a Hueytown event yet?
I did a couple of the movies in the park. Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen him in almost all of them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Gavin's a popular guy.
Yeah. Gavin's pretty much at every event, start to finish.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because if not, we can make that happen.
There you go. I have applied for City Fest, so I hope I get on that
list.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I feel like these days there's like always something going on. So if you need business, let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. Because this kind of kickstarts us for the year. You know, we're busy, and then we take kind of January and February off to get started to plan. But
once it
kicks now, we've got two events. This month we got an event next. You know, it doesn't stop. It's you know, and then heaven forbid the fall. It's nonstop.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Once Halloween hits, it's like pedal to the metal.
So we're hanging out a lot during that time frame.
I'm here for all of it. So.
But anyway, hey, congratulations. Look forward to you got a big acceptance speech ready? You got to talk 20 minutes. That's it.
20 minutes.
That's not bad.
I'm sure I can ramble on. It may be incoherent, nothing. But
But listen, congratulations. Great job. And we look forward to seeing you at more Hueytown events.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Look forward to being there.
Johnny LaFoy, Austin Whereabouts Food Truck of the Year winner. So impressive, and the food is so good. If you hadn't had a chance to get out and see him and eat, if you like barbecue, I can tell you right now, please, please give it a try. It's tremendous. It really is. And you went to school with him, right, Liv?
How did me and Johnny go way back? Actually, I think I met Johnny originally because he was dating someone I went to school with. And then we just kept in touch all the years. And then we found out we had UAB band in common. And then we've just had a friendship for a long time. And Johnny's an incredible guy. So we've just been friends for a long time.
Would you anything you want me to say about you this evening when I introduce you? Is there anything special you want me to hit on? You know I tend to.
Oh, my goodness. John, I mean, I would just like it if you wouldn't embarrass me. That would be a start.
I mean, come on. When do I embarrass you?
That would be a start. I can't even remember. I think last year you were like the funniest person on the chamber
board.
You know
what? Tonight I'm going to go.
I'm
going to go. She's very sad.
She's the most lonely. Depressed person
the
on
most
the
depressed chamber. Person. But we're going to get a couple more guests. I want to remind you, you're listening, we're from the awards program here, 2024 edition, Hueytown Chamber of Commerce. Coach Coyne is getting us guests. We're going to be on for another 15 minutes. Thank you, Jaslyn. Appreciate it so much. Okay, we're going to get the Hueytown Pet Pantry. They're going to join us, so we'll get them. We got two or one guest. Okay. All right, hey, we'll see you later.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Leah Andrews, everybody. All right, have a seat. Grab the mic. How's it going? It's been a while. It's been a while.
Yes, it's been a while.
How are you? Have a seat right there. Let's talk some Pet Pantry. Now, Pet Pantry, ladies and gentlemen, winning the extremely important award tonight. I think it's Nonprofit of the Year.
Yes, sir.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great, great. When did you find out that you had won this great award?
Just a couple of weeks ago. She sent me the email after the nominations came in, and...
Okay.
We kept it under our hats till tonight.
Yeah, Tina called us. We were so excited.
Yes. Yeah, this is my board member. This is Sheila Montgomery. There are four of us on the board.
Great.
And these ladies are great. It's me, Sheila, Rachel, and Annie.
Okay, great.
And
Sheila, is this your first time coming to the awards dinner?
Yes, it's my first time coming to a Hueytown Awards dinner.
Okay,
absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, great. It's going to be a lot of fun, let me tell you. This is and there's going to be great food tonight. I'm looking at the food. I keep telling people that I'm starving.
Yes,
and I don't know if I'm going to get to eat anything, but possibly we'll see.
We'll make sure you get something.
There you go. People keep telling me that, and then everybody goes, well, forget it. Let's go eat something.
We will make sure you get something.
Well, listen, I greatly appreciate that. Pet Pantry, we've had you on the podcast before.
Yes, you
You're
have.
One of the sponsors of, you might sponsor more, but I know that you sponsor our event in the fall, which is Pawpalooza, which is my favorite event we do.
Yes.
But talk about how things are going at the Pet Pantry, some of the big things you got coming up.
It's going pretty good. We do have a lot of events coming up.
So we have given out, we've got to where we're giving out about 2,500 pounds of food a month.
Wow.
Yeah. We are consolidating to become the Alabama Pet Pantry. We have three distributions. Hueytown is one of those. And tomorrow morning, about 50-plus families will line up for food at Old Concord Elementary School.
That's
right
amazing.
Across the street. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
That is
we
awesome.
We are fundraising pretty heavily this year because our distributions, the cost of them, if we had to buy them, would be about $750 a month.
Yeah.
But we're
going out of pocket quite a bit, so we're needing to increase our fundraising.
And we're fiscally responsible, just to let you know. Our budget last year was, what, $6,500, and we gave out over 38,000 pounds of dolphin and
That's
cat
amazing.
Food to
That's
families
amazing.
In need. Absolutely. So we've got a couple of events coming up. So the first one coming up is going to be April 14th in Pelham. It's Pelham Paws at the Park. The next one's coming up in May. It's going to be Fur Funnies for Fur Babies. It's going to be at the Dive Bar in Montevallo. And then, of course, we have Pawpalooza, because Hueytown is always so supportive.
Love Pawpalooza.
The other thing that we wanted to know for sure, let everybody know for sure, is that our food stays here. So it is really important to us that when we get donations that they stay here.
Okay.
So Jefferson and Shelby County is where we live and work, and that is where your donations stay. So.
And what's interesting, too, I think you hit on something. People think about food and think about people in need. They don't think about pets. They think about people. And there's a lot of pets out there that, unfortunately, are probably not eating as well or even close to as well as they should.
Exactly. Our goal is to make sure that no one ever has to give away or give up their pets just because of food insecurity.
Okay.
So that should never, ever have to happen, because that's why we're here.
Yes.
Is to make sure you can, we give out educational material as well to kind of post along with that. We're not affiliated with them, but we're able to give them the information to go out and help them along with vet bills or spay and neutering. Spay and neutering is a big thing. So little things like that, that information they can gather, kind of helps along the way. And then there's a few places like Grace Place in Bessemer that donates to us on a regular basis, has let me know that we can send them there if they need help with food and clothing. We can send them there, and they get help with it there too. So we help with the pets, and then I can point them in the direction to help with other things.
Yeah, Tina's been absolutely instrumental in the Hueytown community. If you don't know how she got involved, the Hueytown Community Pet Pantry started, and they were going to fold. And so we took it over. The Pelham Pet Pantry took it over. And Tina had actually sent a message in that said she wanted to be involved. And she's been absolutely fantastic in putting everything together, because we could not do this without communities and without community liaisons like Tina that are here to, like, help us connect with communities. And the biggest thing is that we don't think about food insecurity with pets, is that we're one of the only independent pet pantries in the state of Alabama. So we don't, we're not affiliated with any kind of Humane Society or other nonprofit. So we have no income restrictions.
Correct.
So like if you lost your job tomorrow, you could get in one of our food lines and we would do our very best to feed your animal.
Well, listen, I know people are greatly appreciative, and that's one of the reasons you're winning this award tonight. So I want to keep up the good work, keep making a difference in the community. How's your dog, by the way? We talked about it on the podcast.
Yes, Dixie Bear.
Dixie Bear.
She had a bath and a grooming
trip. All right. I bet she feels good now, right?
Yes. Yeah. She's getting ready for a camping trip, so we had to get her all
Got to get her clean.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's good.
Well, tell Dixie Bear I said hello.
Yes.
And thank y'all both for joining us.
Dixie Bear possibly will be at Pawpalooza. This year.
You got to introduce me.
Well, you know, since she was on 3340, she's become some
quite
of
the celebrity.
Star,
I've heard.
And people want to take pictures with her.
And
so
she wants like M&Ms and certain things that she's got to get in her VIP room when she comes to an event.
Yeah.
I understand.
Well,
that's how Gavin is. So I understand completely. Yeah.
Got to have some peppermints.
Well, listen, congratulations. Look forward to seeing y'all win
Thank
this
you.
Award tonight.
Thank you so much.
And maybe y'all can help me get some food.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get you a plate.
Have a good one. Thank you so much. Be great. Appreciate that. You know, it's so awesome that we get that chance. We're going to have Linda Nelson. I think Hueytown Kiwanis is what we're going to be talking about in just a moment. And Coach Quinn hit his arm while he was writing something down for me, and I thought it was hilarious when he did it. And when he hit it. Hey, Jasmine, you can sit in the other chair. You can sit in the other chair. You can join us.
Yeah.
Anyway, Coach Quinn hit his arm, and he made this sound. I didn't laugh, though. Quite the professional. So I know this next guest I know fairly well. We go a little ways back in the day. Linda Nelson, how are you?
I'm great.
Let's get that mic a little closer to you.
Thank you, because I want to be heard.
You got to be heard. How are you doing?
I'm doing super fantastic, Jamie.
I know her two boys pretty well from back in the day, Boys and Girls Club. And when you go to the Boys and Girls Club, you're part of that. You end up being a part of a family. That's who we are. That's what we are.
That's it.
And you never know when that family is going to interact with something else. So you got the Kiwanis Club. Is that what we're talking about tonight?
We're talking about everything.
Talk about everything. So let's start with what we want to talk about. I know you're part of the Kiwanis Club. How's that going?
That's going good. We are trying to get our projects together and get members to pay. So anybody out there want to join the Kiwanis Club, just hit Linda Nelson at mealing55@bellsouth.net and you'll be in. And it's a great organization. Kiwanis works with the kids. We're working on a project with the elementary school. We're trying to get a key club in the high school. It's a lot of hard work, so that's what our plans are.
Okay, that's great. And of course, it hasn't been, you haven't been around long. Started back in the spring of last year, right?
Yes, yes. So,
but it's growing slowly but surely. It's
slowly but surely.
I know Boys and Girls Club is trying to help with y'all a little bit.
Yes.
Josh Pierce, a good friend
Josh
of mine.
Josh is a very good partner.
Yeah.
And one of my dreams or desires is to have a hybrid, and we meet at the Boys Club.
Okay.
That way members can log on to you, because we don't have Wi-Fi at the
Sure.
So if they wanted to be hybrid, they could do Zoom, and then we could meet at the Boys Club and really show a partnership. And just show up the Boys Club, too. Boys and Girls Club.
Listen, they'll take all the pub they can get, for sure. And they want to help and be a part of that.
I know.
So we're talking about, you said you want to talk, what else you want to talk about? The mic is yours.
I want to talk about the wonderful time I had at the Youth of the Year Award.
What do you think about that? Now, Youth of the Year, she's talking about the Boys and Girls Club of Central Alabama, Youth of the Year organization we had at the club, always a great event. Yes. You happen to, and you always enjoy that event.
Yes, I felt like a VIP. I was honored to be there, honored to make a donation, honored to see all the wonderful candidates. I was just happy I didn't have to be a judge, because it was tough. But it was great. I enjoyed every minute of it.
There was a lot of good young candidates. The Boys and Girls Club puts out their best of the best out there.
Yes.
And those kids do their speech, and they sound like they've been doing it forever, but they just started. They are fantastic.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Just happy to be here, happy to be a part of this podcast, and go Jamie.
Well, thank you. Hey, have a great time tonight,
and enjoy
the food, and is your hub around?
Yes.
Okay.
Always.
Well, tell him I said hello, and I'll come over and try to say hey beforehand.
Okay, thank you.
There you go. Linda Nelson with the Kiwanis Club. But she wanted to talk about a lot of different things. We want to remind you, we need to get Jordan over here. We're going to go on for about 12 more minutes, and we're about to get the mayor on, and then I will get you and tell you what we're up to tonight, what awards are being given out. Look at this gentleman, strapping young man.
Where's
stepping up. How's it going?
I'm going to get that jacket.
All right, so we got Mayor Ware, right? Let's get the mic. You like the jacket?
I love that jacket.
You know, it's funny. I told people, I said, there's going to be people who are going to go. And there's people go, I like the jacket. It's one of those, you can't help but miss it, right?
Hey, you're staring at long enough, you're expecting to see a picture.
Hey, we haven't had you on in a while. How's everything been going? How's the city of Hueytown?
Going good. Everything's going fine. It's just been busy, just one thing right after the other.
That's a good thing, though. A lot of stuff
going
on.
Absolutely.
And I know that this kind of event, as being mayor, you got to love it, because you're going to go ahead and really show appreciation to the community and give all these great people an award tonight.
Absolutely. This makes this whole thing worthwhile.
Oh, it's great.
It's one of my favorite times of year for this to roll around and to be able to see everybody and, you know, folks be recognized for the hard work they do.
Now, I haven't talked to you in a while. But I know that you had black curtains up. You didn't come outside for a while when Nick Saban finally announced his retirement. It was a tough time for you. Knowing that, and if people are not, if you're listening for the first time, Mayor Ware, unfortunately, his only flaw is a big Alabama fan.
Huge.
do you think about that?
Hey, let me tell you, that's a whole podcast within itself.
Well, I'm about to say, we're going to do a quick, if Jake was here, me and Jake could talk to midnight about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. No, you know, I mean, he did a great job, and hey, I'm happy for him. Sad to see him go, but hey, I think it's time that he relaxes a little and enjoys the rest of his life.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I think he's going to be okay financially.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not so sure.
But he might muddle through. I don't know how.
such a great event tonight. And I know that we got a lot of things coming up. We got the Hueytown, the egg drop coming up at the end of the month.
Right.
When we got the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast coming up. I know you love that event coming up in May.
Jeremiah Castile.
There you go. Now, I noticed a trend in just Alabama players speaking, but I'm not going to.
We're trying.
It's my job to host. I don't book guests.
Hey, maybe you can hook us up, you know?
I'll see what I can do next time. I can pull some strings. A lot of great events. You know, and I was talking to somebody. They were talking. I won't mention the city because I don't want to give any other city any kind of props.
No.
But they were asking me this weekend what I was doing. I said, well, you know, we got our awards making Friday night. And they go, you've always got something going on. You're always hosting something. I said, well, you know me. I love a live mic in a crowd.
There you go.
But I love doing it in Hueytown.
Absolutely.
And we all – this chamber – does such a great job. There's always something going. There's always an event what a great job of Debbie Kiker and the crew.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Jamie, you are part of Hueytown. This is your hometown.
Thank you. So there's no doubt.
I don't care what anybody says.
Y'all got a spare room anytime I want, right?
Absolutely.
But in all seriousness, it is a great event. And you'll see it tonight. I mean, as people, if you're driving and you're going to be listening to this episode next week, I really love for you to be a part of these events. Come to them. And Venue 31 is such a beautiful place.
Great venue. Yeah. Absolutely. You couldn't pick a better place.
For this, I mean, so it's going to be, listen, again, if you're listening, please come to the next one. Well, Mayor Ware, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you for having me, and thank you, Jamie, for everything you do for this city.
It's a pleasure.
We appreciate you, and we couldn't do it without you.
It's a pleasure, and I'll see you in a little while.
All right, buddy.
Great. Well, there you go. We're getting ready to wrap this up. I want to thank a lot of people. I want to thank all of you, obviously, for listening. I want to thank the crew, Cameron Bartlett. We had Jasmine Warning back with the season two for the first time in a while. I'm probably forgetting some people, so if I do, I apologize, but sitting before me right now, ladies and gentlemen.
I've returned.
He's back. He's back. Have you ate anything yet?
I had a ring pop earlier. A blue one.
I did make the mistake of passing out ring pops. That is, I'm going to learn from lessons from that, is I will never do that again.
I bit mine. Like,
well, Gavin did say it was a bad idea. He shakes his head. He said it's a bad idea. But yeah, never again. But that food looks so good. But Jordan, did you come last year to this? Is this your first awards banquet?
It is.
Okay. All right, Gavin, for you, first awards banquet. Okay, great. What do you think so far?
Very nice. I'm enjoying the table that I was up.
Okay. Know. All right. Like, is your parents going to come tonight?
I do not think so.
Not going to come? Okay. Great. Great. They'll eventually get here to see you win something, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So,
I have a question real quick.
Please ask.
Are you a fan of Frank Sinatra?
Yes. All Frank right. is the man.
Yes.
Yeah. See, there's Frank Sinatra, and then when you drop way down the list, like 17,000 lists below that, is Barry Manilow. There you go.
They're up there together.
So to give you a history real quick, again, I mentioned it the first episode, Jordan was banned. He was the first ever person we've had banned from doing a go-home song.
It's like Cameron was banned from something.
She's banned from a lot of things, but not a go-home song.
Where's your next person?
Jaslyn's back now, too.
Jaslyn walks in, just walks up going, hey, I'm Jaslyn. Let me be part of the broadcast. We're wrapping it up. Jaslyn, anything you want to say before we get out of here? Go ahead.
Was it last week? The Women's in Business Luncheon.
Okay, how
I was
there.
It? Great. It was nice. I got to try some of the Cam's lemonade. It was peach. It was so good. Definitely try it.
Okay, yeah. So if I make fun of Cameron tonight at any point in time, I owe her Cam's lemonade. So make sure you can be a part of that so you can get some Cam's lemonade.
Okay. And I'll bring it. Don't make fun of me, but give me some lemonade.
I would not bring. Do I ever make fun of you? Absolutely not. I will not do that. Probably not tonight. I can't make any promises. But Jaslyn, it's great to have you back, though. Season two. First time in a while.
Yes.
Hey, you got your family here tonight, too, right?
Uh-huh.
Met your dad. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And great guy. Bama fan. That's a flaw. But other than that, great guy. Well, I guess that's all a matter of opinion. But Jordan, are you ready? No pressure, but are you ready?
Oh, I'm picking it now?
Yeah, you're picking. Okay. It's time. Okay. I got to get ready to do this thing. I got a room full of people. I got to go over my script.
Jordan, tell them about your thing.
What thing?
Your song.
Oh, I'm a music maker, guys. I dropped a song like yesterday on the bus.
Okay, whoa. Stop something. Let's back this up a little bit.
Yeah, side,
you dropped the song. Are you singing?
No.
No. I would love to hear Jordan sing.
Yeah, I'll sing for you, man.
Well, where can we find this song?
On Apple Music.
What's it called?
And Spotify. It's called.
Who are you dedicating the song to? Who you like to dedicate the song to?
To Jamie Gilmore.
That's sweet and awesome. Great. I didn't expect that to happen.
Crazy person, I know.
But that's fantastic.
You don't know the name of your song?
I'm a feature, so technically it's not my song. I'm a feature on it.
Okay.
It's One More Day by my friend Hypocrite on here.
Okay.
That's his name.
Okay.
His name is also Jordan.
Jordan Hypocrite.
Yes.
Okay, great. But Jordan's a good name. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
All right, so I got to get out of here. I got to get ready to go do this event. Go ahead and give us the go-home song.
My song is Over and Over by Frank Sinatra.
Okay, you won me back with this one.
Yes.
Over and Over.
Have you heard it?
I have.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, it's no hair band, but, you know, if you can't go hair band, let's go Frank.
You know, when I pick a couple of songs, I can tell when I pick a hair band or something from the 80s, you let it play a little longer.
No comment.
Someone start doing that more. REO Speedwagon in one of these episodes coming up. There you go. All right. So, once again, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank all of the crew, junior ambassadors, the directors, everybody that was here to make this possible. And next time we have an event like this, we recorded all of them. We want you here. We'll put you on the air. We want to hear what you do. And with that being said, our go-home song, back off probation. Jordan Jackson says, Over and Over by Frank Sinatra. Until we meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat.
Over and over, I keep going over the world we knew. Once when you walked beside